listening to your new best friends podcast. And here are your hosts, Tabby and Mike.
She's hot. The microphone's hot now. So watch your mouth. Watch your goddamn mouth.
Hello, everybody. And welcome back to another episode of your new best friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and as always, with the co-host, Tabby, and...
The co-host.
Tabby, I'm gonna suck your asshole for a little bit right now.
Please.
Gross. Okay.
Wait, real quick. I just saw this. Have you ever watched this show, My Strange Addictions?
Yes.
Okay. I saw this couple that was addicted to caffeine enemas. Did you see this?
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, like, makes them feel good, and they... put straight caffeine up their buttholes, which, I mean, makes sense, because I don't know if you heard that thing years ago that went around about putting, like, vodka or alcohol straight into your asshole. Yeah, like,
quicker.
Almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think kids were trying it in their eyeballs and stuff, too. Leave it to kids to try and find a way to get drunk off the least amount of alcohol as possible.
I've heard the soaking tampons in vodka.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think they put the tampons up their butt,
and their
too.
Butts, too, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's probably like a prison thing.
These rascals. Prison hooch in your ass.
Little prison wine up the butt.
Yeah.
Probably hard to get tampons in prison, but...
Yes. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. You gotta make your own. You know what I mean? Ball up some toilet paper or something, probably.
So you just assume that all prisoners are men. Hmm. Shine a light on you right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to sucking your ass for a second.
Please. As you were.
A lot of you guys don't know that Tabby is the podcast host of the, what is it, the group of them, what is it called, the Irish Tech Society?
That's correct, the Irish Tech Society.
I don't know exactly how to describe them, but I'm going to say like a very positive, like suicide squad of highly trained, highly professional, high-ranking people.
In the tech field, correct.
In the tech field, yes. They're going to take over the world soon, watch out.
Yes, yes, that is true.
So yes, and amongst that, you are a writer, a producer, an editor.
An editor.
And also, obviously, interviewer.
Yeah, for that podcast, yes.
Yes. So I thought we could brush up on your interview skills.
Oh, good.
But you just cold interviewing me. I'm not to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
One of my characters, one of my many characters.
Very good, very good.
Yes. Now, you're thinking possibly it's Chaz Nutsack, the D&D enthusiast? No, not Chaz. Maybe you're thinking it's Beef Swellington, my porn name, my porn guy? No.
Beef Swellington.
Yes. No, not him. This one's... I'm a rapper.
You're a rapper.
I'm a young rapper.
Young. We're using air quotes there.
Yes. Unnecessary. All I'm gonna give you is that my name is Lil Game Plan.
Lil Game Plan.
Yeah,
I like it.
Now I need you to interview me. Up and coming, off the streets. That's all you need to know.
Oh, you're up and coming, so you're not famous yet.
No.
What have you done? Oh, you know what? We'll find out.
Exactly. Perfect.
And what's the name of the podcast I'm doing it for?
I'll
do it for YMBF.
Whatever. Yeah, sure. What the fuck? I don't care.
I will slap you in the teeth. All right. You know, it's game time for a little game plan. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode.
Ira Glass?
Is that how he talks?
I thought it was a woman. So clearly we are both not on that. Ira?
Yeah. Ira's a man.
Ira makes cakes.
Yeah, you don't even know a thing about him.
Ira mops. That's the name of a person who mops.
Ira?
Yeah.
Maybe like Igor.
Okay.
He sells pierogies.
Yes, he does.
Best ones you've ever had.
That's two episodes back to back, I think, pierogies were brought up.
I mean...
Wow.
I don't know if it was in the one that just came out. Either way.
Yeah.
Let's not get sidetracked with pierogies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of I Interview Some Weird-Ass People Who Are Probably Going to Be Famous in the Future.
Yeah.
And today, thank you so much. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with an up-and-coming rapper. His name is Lil Game Plan.
Real quick. If you get through this whole thing without laughing, I'll give you five. I'll buy you coffee.
Don't laugh.
If you can help it.
You're going to buy it right after this?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I won't laugh.
Okay, we'll try.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
All right, please welcome to the microphone today, Little Game Plan. Little Game Plan?
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Hey, Little Game Plan. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know very little about you, but I am grateful that you have decided to come on the show with us today.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit about you?
Yeah, I mean, what don't you know about Little Game Plan? Born in Hawaii, mean streets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was rough out there. I did a little stint in juvie. No big deal. No big deal. Yeah, I ran with the gang, the Luau boys out there. We were out there stealing pineapples, macadamia nuts, typical Hawaiian shit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I came over here, hit up California, Wisconsin, Detroit, Wisconsin mm-hmm. again, and then New Jersey. And here we are.
Oh, I see. So you've decided to go to Wisconsin twice. Was it the cheese? Or was it the beavers?
It was the butter. The butter.
The butter.
It was also the butter state, yeah.
Now, were you rapping while in these gangs, the Luau boys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's actually when I put out my first mixtape. That was what gave me, like, the notoriety to be able to move from Hawaii to California.
Oh, wow, wow, mm-hmm. wow. So it took off over in Hawaii then.
Oh, yeah, because I'm all about positivity. The name Little Game Plan, it's about I want the world to come together, and that's my game plan.
Ah, you dig? That's very inspirational. I like that.
Now, 100%.
Well, plug yourself here. What's the name of your most popular song so people can look it up? I'm sure they're already chomping at the bit to hear you.
I signed to Def Jam Records, unfortunately.
Wow, congratulate. Oh.
Yeah, they had a idea that my positivity was too positive for
them. Too positive, they
yes.
said.
Yes. So I wanted to, you know, make the world better. That's what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And so they made me.
Wow.
Name my first album, United We Fall, because that was my idea.
I love that.
My first single that took off, it was called Honky Genocide.
Honky Genocide.
Did not approve of it, but it was a fucking banger. So, I mean, mm-hmm. whatever, it moved units. That's all I cared about.
So now, when they forced you to name that album, the anger that you felt, did you use that while writing your second album?
Oh, yeah.
Was that inspiration?
Absolutely. The second album, again, all about unity. It was uh-huh. called Blowing Out Backs and Counting Up Stacks. That was the name of that. Yeah. So, I'm in the studio. I live in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that about me.
So where you live is a studio, is what I'm hearing. Yes. You live in a studio apartment.
Yes. Above a studio.
Got you.
Yes.
I understand.
45 years young. I've got to make it happen now.
What was the name of the second album? Blown Out Backs?
Blown Out Backs and Counting Up Stacks.
And Counting Up Stacks. I see. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit about how that unionizes us?
See, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
Right.
But
so it's an ironic.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The single comes out and it slaps. Then the other 18 songs.
Oh, there's a single called Blown Out Backs, Counting Up Stacks.
Yeah, it's the title. Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. And then the rest of the stuff is just about, like, how to, like, file taxes correctly.
Oh.
And how to, like, helping old people across the street.
Wow.
Do's and do nots in the bedroom. You know, mm-hmm. it's all about advancing us as a culture.
Anything about changing a tire?
Oh, no. You got AAA.
Gotcha. And you know what? That's a good little AAA plug.
Mm-hmm.
AAA, they're on the way.
Oh, yeah.
They are a sponsor.
Mr. Jenkins always keeps up with his AAA.
That's your real name? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, last name, Jenkins. Again,
Jenkins.
I'm from Hawaii. So
right.
it's a longer first name, unfortunately.
I understand.
Yeah, it's Puka Puka Mani Fatu Fiona Apple. You can call me Chad. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll just refer to you as Little Game Plan, so this way our listeners continuously hear your name over and over, and they'll never forget it.
Absolutely. Puka Puka
uh-huh.
Mani Fatu Fiona Apple.
That's a...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's a lovely name.
Okay.
Sorry, I had a little exhale there.
Yeah, Chad for short.
Right, Chad for short. It's not an acronym for what you've told me, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's not okay, but it's okay.
So tell me a little bit about touring. Have you done any tours recently? Who have you toured with?
I toured with Shaggy,
mm-hmm.
Lil Bow Wow before he dropped the Lil. Oh, man. We went to Wisconsin, played Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Where in Wisconsin did you play? Did you sell out? How'd it do?
First of all, there's a lot of questions at the same time. Let me try to get to you.
All relative to one another, but
where did I play? Middle of Wisconsin.
Ah, that's a good town.
Did the show sell out? Absolutely not. It's Wisconsin. And what was the last question?
A lot of people in Wisconsin.
Now, you would think so. It's mostly just cows and, like, silos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I rocked a house with, like, 15 cows and two farmers. They were getting it on.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You know, and I've heard that cows like music, so you really are doing God's work.
Exactly. And they knew all of Honky Genocide. They knew it all. That took longer than I thought. All right. The interview has come to an end. The only thing I had left to say was... public schools are crazy. You needed to get me there. And I once got jerked off so aggressively I lost my hearing. Those are the only two things I was trying to work in. But other than that, I think we...
They knew all along. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Leland. You've been a real treat. I'm glad your hearing's back. And if anybody wants to find your music, where can they hear you?
Spotify? It's not Spotify.
Right.
Yeah. Just put an extra O in that, you know? A little game plan.
Out.
Yep.
Okay, everyone, after I...
You lost the coffee, sweetheart.
God damn, I wanted that coffee so bad. That just caught me so off guard. Because I just pictured a bunch of cats.
Wait, I don't approve of the message, but this just gets my hooves moving.
Oh, it's a slapper. Oh, boy.
One cat leaning up against the barn. Doesn't want to pretend like he knows the song, but he's tapping to it.
It's just a name.
Whew.
Okay. Wow, that was good. A little game plan.
It's 45 years young.
All right, are we ready for the first submission?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, best friends, let's dish. I live in Texas, and I finally started going back out in public after the year we had. I went to a bar with a few friends, and I was approached by an attractive man who had been standing outside smoking cigarettes alone. He looked super mysterious, and I figured what the heck and invited him back to my place. We had dinner and amazing sex. Fast forward a few days later, and my friend said she saw him standing outside that same bar asking for change. Turns out he's homeless. Makes sense why he loved my cooking.
Oh.
Thank you for your submission.
Oh, good for you. I'm trying to save a person.
They didn't know. They didn't know, obviously. He was just mysterious out there, smoking cigarettes alone.
Yeah.
It's a bar. Mysterious. Now, do you think that that's an adjective here that...
For crusty?
...they used lightly, but maybe it was more this person was homeless, but then realized, like, oh, shit, this chick thinks I'm, like, they like me. And, or man, we don't know. They didn't specify.
Yes.
What we're going to say for the sake of this is a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, if you were the homeless person, and you're standing outside smoking cigarettes, minding your business, this is where, you know, you frequent, you know, you make a lot of good money here, especially on, like, a Friday night, and a hot chick comes outside, she's eyeballing you, she's giving you the looks, you know? Would you play it off?
No, I'd do everything to try to get to her house.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, meaning, like, you would not know that you were just panhandling. So now you go back to her house, you get a free dinner.
Yeah. Ugh,
fucking score.
Yeah, exactly.
You have sex, even better.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take any essentials from the house on the way out?
Like yes. Didn't even have to ask. But only, like, hotel stuff.
Now, is that because you think that inevitably she's going to find out and you know, like, the jig is going to be up sooner rather than later since she's not going to be with you?
Yes. I will minorly rob her.
What?
Because I feel like she'll hurt me in the future.
Wow. What are you taking?
Again, your shampoos. Maybe...
Your Dial body soap.
Yeah. Maybe your big old box of toothbrushes that you got. Oh, maybe one of those. just the things that you can easily replace, but you'd know they were missing. Things that I don't want to buy. Maybe a towel and your shower curtains or something?
Curtains? What the hell you need a shower curtain for?
I just want to ruin your day a little bit.
Wow! I fed you.
Yeah.
You slept in my bed. You were inside of me.
Yes.
And now you're going to take my shower curtain?
Let's see. You fed me, so that put you up. Mm-hmm. I banged your lights out, so that put me way up. Oh. Your shower curtains is just making us even.
So now we're just... No. That puts you down.
No. The sex was that good.
We don't know. So sure, I'll give it to you.
Thank you. Just a liner. You don't care. It's like $5.
How dare you, sir? Now, if you, for instance, saw someone who you just gave money to take the money and walk directly into a liquor store, you mad?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I say more power to him.
Yeah, I mean...
Fuck it, it's your money.
I don't know what your life is like right now, and then if this gets you through a day, then go for it.
Do it. So any closing words for our listener who just gave us the best tea?
Honestly, you just gotta... Like, that's an awesome story.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop fucking people.
I'm glad that we're getting, like, it makes me feel better about, like, all the quirky things that happen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things like this make me feel a lot better. Like, we had the one in the last, like, the last episode... I think that was that one who beat me with the luggage. They were like, you think your life's a movie?
Oh, yeah.
And then their boyfriend thought that they were breaking, they were moving out.
Oh. Mm. It's like, all right, finally, same page.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Now that person's homeless.
They did say that, actually.
Yes.
They were like, I'm homeless, have no clean clothes, and heartbroken.
Stand outside of a bar, smoke, look mysterious.
Somebody might get picked up.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that tea, listener. Are we ready for the next submission?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Okay. Hey, Tabby and Mike. I have a podcast with my recently ex-boyfriend. We stayed semi-friendly after our split. We don't make a ton of money, but I can cover most expenses with it. Hmm. Last week, I was approached by a legitimate podcast that guarantees me what we make without having to split it with my ex. I just have to leave him completely to accept it. Decisions, decisions.
Thank you for your
submission. Ooh, we're touching home base. Huh?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy? I'd leave you so fast.
No. That's me. That's my line. I'm ditching you in a heartbeat.
But that's why you own 49%.
Yes, on that's purpose, because you know.
Yeah, we both know. Yes. We had a whole conversation about it.
Yes.
You wanted to be 50-50, then you accidentally admitted that you'd sell out for a can of tuna.
It's a turkey sandwich now.
It was a turkey club.
Yes.
Please.
Oh, my God.
What I wouldn't do.
The spots that would hit.
Okay. So clearly we already know. If you... Okay. Let's add a little pizzazz, a little spice to this. You're the listener. You're still in love with your ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
So you think by doing this podcast, this is what's going to keep you connected. Do you take this other podcast? Now, you think you're going to get back with your ex-boyfriend, whom you're in love with.
Whom?
You like that, right?
I do.
Thank you. Yes. All right. And go. And scene.
I would 100% keep the podcast then if I was madly in love with the person.
Really?
Yes. From what I understand, and I'm not ragging on anybody, I don't know how much podcast expenses are, but if you're making enough to cover... Some of them, they can't be, like, that much money.
Okay.
So, doubling not that much money is probably not that much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, for the sake of it, let's say it's $15,000.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Too much?
Yeah, that's a lot. I was expecting more along the lines.
All right. Okay. Let's make it more realistic. What would be a realistic number to you?
Like, $100 a month.
Oh, not bad. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, $1,200 a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to double it to 24.
Yes. No. I think they make 100. Oh, unless they, because she said she splits it with her ex.
Oh,
so I don't know if it goes
on to
50 or if it, so I'm
so
guessing she
50.
Makes 100 for herself completely a month.
Oh, okay.
At that point, it feels like, you know? If I had a decent relationship with the co-host, I'd just stay. It has to be a certain amount of money. Like, I wouldn't leave you for a little bit of money.
What's a little bit of money?
I have to make at least... it's going to sound ritzy.
Come on, lay it out.
Probably $2,000 a month.
Oh, a month?
Yeah.
Damn.
So 24 a year?
Where do you... Yeah.
I'm saying it has to be like a substantial amount of money.
That is a substantial amount of money. That is.
Otherwise, it's just, again, not saying I make a ton of money, but I wouldn't want to do it. That's all.
Well, you are a person who your time is very allocated as it is. You don't have a lot of free time.
Yes.
So the time that you do give is very generous. We're very grateful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So how much would it take for you to sell it then?
Sell this?
Somebody said, I want to shut your podcast down now. Oh, I want you to come on mine full time. I'll pay you X amount of money.
I would much rather see us do something together.
All right, Mike is a liability. We can't have him.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
He runs his goddamn mouth. But we could talk to him about it.
You're siding with them?
Ooh.
About me running my mouth?
Oh, 100%. Michael, yeah. You're quite the liability.
Yeah.
Didn't you just... I mean, I lost the coffee over honky genocide.
I don't recall that.
I played the fifth. Yeah, you're quite a liability. Do you remember the Anne Frank apology tour we had? I believe you had to, at the beginning of this episode, specify that you were not doing your character Chaz Nutsack. And I can go on.
I still don't hear it.
None of this is adding up. None of this is making any sense. Liability, schmiability.
Okay, I fully understand.
Right. So you understand that we would have to tame you in order to get you on daytime TV.
I'm like a wild horse or like a free-range homeless person. You can't tie me down.
Right.
Is that one of the ones I should... Is that a thing? I'm sorry.
The producers are behind the glass making like the... You're over. It's over. Cut it. Cut it. See, and right then I'd tell you, I'd be like, you know what? And we did try though, guys. And we did try. They're like, more money for you, Tabby. More money for you.
And you would say no? I'd expect you to talk to me, and I'd say, take it and run, you fool.
I would try. Again, I would try and get us something. I think this show itself would take off. But if they said you're a huge liability and you couldn't get your shit together.
And I couldn't.
Yeah. Then, yeah, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
So you'd almost put it on me.
I would fight to not have this one shut down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would probably try and do. So maybe that's what our listener could try.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems like our listener doesn't... It's not so much that they're being told to only do one podcast. Mm-hmm. It's more they are... I guess it's too time-consuming to do both.
Yeah.
That's how it sounds. Which, not for nothing, listener, you can juggle it. If you want something bad enough, you could do it. You can juggle more than one.
Okay.
Unless you're juggling four kids on top of this. Like, I...
Four kids. Damn.
Yeah. Two, you could still do it. You know what I mean? One kid watches the other.
There you go.
My 4-year-old watches my 2-year-old.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, any closing words for our listener on this? I think you already are saying go in the direction.
If you genuinely want to do it, then just do it. I mean, if the person likes you enough and cares about you, they'll be happy for you.
Well, they're broken up, so.
But you still care about somebody.
True. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You could still care. I think I have to agree with you. Yeah. If this is a better opportunity for you, you're probably going to grow and, you know, spread your wings. Yeah, this should be the right thing to do, even though you're probably going to feel guilty.
Very.
Don't.
Yeah.
And if you're only considering leaving that podcast because you're still in love with your ex, don't stay at that podcast. If that's the one thing that's keeping you there, then please leave. Because I promise you, you will sink with that ship. It's not worth it.
So what if they broke up for, like, he cheated? Are you just gone?
Well, I mean, clearly they're not because they're still doing... So, I mean, regardless of whatever the reason they broke up, our listener has been staying. So, which makes me think that there are still some feelings involved.
Both parts.
Yeah, I guess so.
Unless you just love doing the podcast, but just not each other.
That's gotta be so hard.
Yeah.
Doing a podcast with your ex? That'd be a good podcast.
It'd be a good dynamic.
And, like, a podcast... where you talk to all your exes. Because I think it would get old quick if you had just one ex. But if you, like, continuously brought on your exes and they did, like, episodes with you.
And you let them, like...
You need a lot of exes.
Air out their grievances.
Or, like, anybody who you've ever slept with. That would be a good podcast.
Yep. Just tell them, be completely honest.
If you had every single person who you've ever slept with...
Oh, right,
let's... Right, ready?
Yeah.
In a room. Minus your wife.
Okay.
Every single person who you've ever slept with is sitting in a room.
How
long would it take for them all to figure out what the common denominator between them is?
Well, once I shuffled them all into the stadium, I would...
The stadium in Wisconsin.
Yes, exactly. It wouldn't take long. I feel like my MO doesn't change all that much.
Do you think it would be because two recognize one another?
No.
Oh, so nobody has a direct tie to the other?
No. Huh. These are all just random.
So how long do you think that they would all be sitting in there before they figured it out? Like, roughly.
That they were all my exes?
Yeah, like that the common denominator between them was Michael.
Oh.
Right, that's what I mean. It's like,
I think
how
you're asking
long...
a different question. I'll answer your question and then I'll tell you what I thought you meant.
Okay.
I don't think... They would just think like it was a very diverse group. I don't think they'd ever get it.
And then you walk in.
And they go, oh, him. And that's what they would say.
Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara's chanting and cheering.
She doesn't remember me.
Yeah,
who's that guy?
She starts treating you like she's never seen you before, mm-hmm. but she wants you bad.
See, I thought you meant, like, if they were in, like, all a room together, and they just started talking to each other.
Right.
Exactly about me.
Oh.
Like, what would they say was the reason why none of their relationships worked out with them?
Oh, no. Yeah, I just meant, like, how long would it take for them to figure out that the reason every single one of them sitting in that room is because they were someone you slept with?
I don't think they'd ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You?
I think if you took out one ex,
mm-hmm.
they would all not ever figure it out.
Yeah.
But if you, like, that's why I said not your wife.
Mm.
But I think if that one ex was in there, they'd figure it out, most of them, almost immediately. But all the rest, if you took the one out, they would never figure it out.
Mine is a very diverse group.
I was just going to say that. I was like, and it's such a diverse group that you'd be like.
Yeah, it would look like like one of those commercials for one of those pills that they're trying to like, like Patraxium or something at night, or like somebody's in like a tub and
I was thinking of like a Dove hair commercial.
No, this is like a pill that might like give you explosive diarrhea, but it could help your eczema or something like that.
Well, mine would look like a Dove hair commercial.
Okay.
They're like, it's so different and diverse. You're like, what mm-hmm. is going on?
Women of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, you're like, who the hell?
Yeah.
And then I walk in,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh. Did you just hiss?
Yeah, they throw cat pee at you. Who's lugging around jugs of cat pee? That's the question. You know who it is.
We know which one it is.
Exactly.
We know which one it is. Yeah, I've always thought that. Like, how long it would take for all of them to try and figure it out. Like, the common denominator, if we just left them in a room for mm-hmm. long enough, and they had no... All they're told is... There's one tying common denominator between all of you being in here.
That would be a good podcast. Or a good something.
That'd be like a good like YouTube show.
Yes.
Like just like, you know?
Yes.
Ooh.
That would be
TM.
Fantastic.
TM.
Okay.
You know what else I've been thinking? Every single time we say TM,
mm-hmm.
Tabby and Mike. Hello, trademark Tabby and Mike.
Okay. Can we TM that TM?
We're going to TM that TM.
Mm.
Okay. We got a lot of TMs pending.
We do.
The government's not getting back to us.
We need to find a patent office immediately. Hopefully nobody throws shoes at us and we're good to go.
We'll be fine. That's a little throwback for any of our new listeners from Mike's and Frank Apology Tour. It's called His Shirt Says Skin on Skin, The Apology Tour. I believe it's season 2. Have fun going backwards.
What was that?
That's the name of the episode.
What does it have to do with?
What, his shirt says skin on
skin?
Yeah. I don't know. I think we're talking about Jesus. I really think we've been talking about Jesus.
Probably. Sounds like it.
Does it?
No, not really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to say? Anything at all?
No, we're great. We're excellent.
We're gravy. All right, everyone. Well, that's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we just want to take a moment to thank all the frontline workers, all the essential workers, all the protesters, all the podcasters. We want to take a moment to thank Gamma Gator Productions, the Irish Tech Society. Anybody?
That's it.
Ramblin' Roads.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to thank all the everybody's everywhere doing everything. We love you. We support you. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.